Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today we're going to talk with Jill Vandervoort with the Pella Convention Center and Visitors Bureau about some international tourism opportunities here in Pella and also about some things that bring people to Pella from the state of Iowa. Jill, what kind of things here in Pella draw international tourism?
Well, there might be a number of avenues that and events and so forth that draw tourism internationally to our area. A large part of that would be our corporate tourism. Obviously, our main industries here in Pella with Vermeer Corporation and Pella Corporation, as well as the new Lely business, all do bring in a lot of corporate international travel. And obviously that's a good component of our hotel motel tax dollars because those are corporate weekday travels and so forth. So we depend on that a lot here in the community. But when we're wanting to sell group travel such as motor coach or reunion, that type of thing, it's interesting to know how many people are looking for ag tourism, and international travel is a big part of ag tourism, especially those visitors from Canada who are looking at new ideas and maybe more environmentally friendly things that they can be doing as well. And they're learning from our country and some of our businesses right here in Pella. I think of a small business here that's become very prominent, and that's LDJ Manufacturing. Again, Lely, and then just even thinking about our meeting facilities, such as Central College Campus. Central College does offer one of the most green, sustainable, lead energy facilities right here in the state of Iowa. I think that they've become pretty much well-known throughout the country for everything that they offer on their campus that is more green-friendly. So people are wanting to learn from what we have already done here, and I think that sometimes we don't consider ourselves as fast forward as we actually are in a lot of ways. So I think those are some of the aspects that bring people to our community, as well as those that are looking for more of a cultural typed visit, and that would be, you know, learning more about our Dutch heritage and how we have implemented that into our actual community, our lives, our attractions, our streetscapes, and everything that make people from the European areas want to come here and get a little touch of Europe right here in Pella and how it might relate to the actual European and Dutch villages over in their countries.
And we also, I'm sure, draw a lot of people from around the state, because we have Lake Red Rock over the summer, and while people are enjoying the lake, they can also come in and see the Dutch culture here.
That's very true. And the lake area provides great recreation, and it also draws people into our community to leave dollars in our community through our retail shops, our attractions, our restaurants, and so forth. But we do market right out at the campsites and such. We do provide them with calendars of events. We provide them with visitor guides, coupon books, things like that that will bring the lake area visitors on into our community as well. We've got a lot of opportunity in the way of tourism here, and recreation is becoming more and more prominent in everyone's lives, you know, about healthier initiatives in our lifestyles and the fact that so many young people are so involved in sports and athletics, and, you know, their parents follow them wherever they go, and this allows them to do some vacationing that is more active and so forth with all the opportunities at the lake area. So as we look at the lake area, one of our big events coming up here in July, the Red Rock Balloon Fest, this year will implement a lot of opportunities in the way of healthy living and so forth. The cross-country teams from Pella Community High School and Knoxville High School have teamed up to create a 5K and 10K fundraiser out at the lake for 8 a.m. on Saturday, July 14th. Again, promoting being healthy and offering some opportunities in that area. We also have pieces of different activities that include paddling, learning how to paddle, and whether it's canoe, kayak, obviously that's good exercise. Geocaching gets you out into the outdoors and doing activities, could be with your friends or family, your children, whatever. And now that there's sand volleyball added out at North Overlook just all good ideas for people to get out and enjoy the natural surroundings that we have with Lake Red Rock, as well as potential healthy living things that they can be doing out there as well.
Well, what can the community do to increase the tourism that comes to our area?
Be a promoter yourself. When you're out and about, talk about your community, talk about Pella, talk about what we offer. An idea that we have been tossing around lately is just how many people are going to be participating this year in the RAGBRAI event across Iowa. You know, they can be their own ambassadors, talking to a number of travelers that are attending that event, and hopefully at some point they might be able to come down and into our area. And obviously at some point we hope to host RAGBRAI again as well. But anywhere that you are that we could potentially build visitor traffic back to us is important. If you're going out to a conference in the state of Iowa somewhere, and you might have the opportunity to do some sharing, maybe that's a sharing table, maybe you can give a 5-minute commercial on Pella, maybe you can just take some of our brochures with you. But just trying to share our community with others is a very easy way to build traffic for us as well.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Jill Vandervoort with the Pella Convention Center and Visitors Bureau about some international tourism opportunities here in Pella, and also what brings people to Pella from other places in the state of Iowa. Keep it tuned right here to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.